FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police in Gauteng have rescued 44 suspected trafficking victims from a property in Sandton. The SAPS says officers on patrol were alerted to the discovery by screams coming from the house. The victims, believed to be illegal immigrants from Ethiopia, were found locked in rooms. 17 of them were minors. Last month, dozens of young Ethiopian nationals, including children, who were also allegedly held captive in a house in Johannesburg, escaped. It's not clear if the two cases are connected. Here in KZN, human settlements officials say they're moving forward with plans to relocate hundreds of residents left homeless by the 2022 April floods to Shellcross. The KZN department announced in February that 12 plots of state land have been identified to house those displaced by the disaster. Some community members in Shellcross asked that the development be put on hold for public participation. Speaking at Umlazi yesterday, Minister Thembi Simelane said that the project is going ahead.
The program, the town planning is concluded there. The city has secured the land. It's about 1,000 plus households, ultimately, not in one day, who are going to be there. And it covers the people who are coming from Lamontville as well, including those who are close to the area which people will be relocated to.
The minister says they've already held public engagements.
You can't put a timeline into engagement. Hence, I'm saying it's a two-way process. We have been with the MEC there. We have engaged with Ward 5. We understand their difficulties. They also face floods as well. And they were raising issues of importance. But sometimes, when there's no understanding, the area there is portioned to house around 1,000 ultimately, which means the people of Lamontville and the people of Ward 5 will still be able, all of them, to benefit.
And the Citrus Growers Association says it's concerned about the potential impact of U.S. trade tariffs despite an increase of 3% in exports so far this season. The industry is forecasting over 170 million cartons of citrus exports for the 2025 season. The association says while it remains optimistic, rising trade tensions could harm businesses. Last month, U.S. President Donald Trump announced a pause on reciprocal tariffs for 90 days. Meanwhile, the future of trade deal AGOA is also a talking point. The deal, which is up for review in September, provides duty-free access to the U.S. market for some African products. Washington hasn't officially cancelled the AGOA, but questions have been raised over its status. Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen said that the country should prepare for the possibility that it might not be renewed. Political analyst Levan Doe believes there might still be hope, though. A South African delegation is planning on heading to Washington for talks soon.
This might be a very correct information coming from Minister Steenhuisen, but at the same time, what we do know is that the official position of government is that they still want to resuscitate AGOA and they still want to have discussions to go on. Minister Steenhuisen might be speaking from a well-informed point of view. He might be speaking after he has made an analysis of the situation. It might also be speaking on the basis of speculation.
Recap of our lead story this hour. Police in Gauteng have rescued 44 suspected trafficking victims from a property in Sandton. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.